Okay. BOE back in session. I'm going to stop hitting that. BOE 28.
Mailbox number 417.
Looks like we may be sitting here until 3:30. Okay, and so on BOE 30 and 31, Sequiota, I guess is how you pronounce it.
Sequiota. So you want to wait till Dan gets here with the numbers that he's got them in, and he's going to print the deal because that's the numbers you're going to have to go with for 25, because those will feed into 26. We had to run them on 26 as new construction, so you have the correct amounts.
These numbers on here are going to change? Okay. But they have an agreement?
Yes.
Okay. And then what about the last one? Same.
The last one they're not going to agree, but Dan's bringing the comps that the guy gave, so we're just waiting for him to finish printing.
On the last one?
All three. Okay. Shouldn't take him very long.
Well, I'll try Mr. Nickel one more time. Does he live at the bottom of a creek somewhere?
Cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number and dial again.
I'm not dialing fast enough.
You have reached mailbox number.
So is there any benefit to going ahead and calling them, or we just need to wait? Any benefit to going ahead and calling them?
We're going to call him. That's why we're waiting for Dan to print out all of his evidence.
Okay. So just let's wait for a minute for him.
Please.
On the 15th, I need to be out of here by 4, but.
The 15th? Yeah,
as a matter of fact, it's probably better to be out of here by 3:30 for me, but.
So these are the new numbers that you guys agreed on for 25 for each of these parcels. This here?
Yes.
Okay.
It should match this here, which is the screen.
All right, I go ahead and call.
Okay, I'm going to hand these to you.
Just here, just so it's enlarged.
Okay, so you'll need to stay here for
these. This is for the one coming up. It's in dispute.
Yeah.
This is the one that's been changed. Here's the class. Square foot price.
Well, stay here and defend this for me, because I don't know what you're doing. I don't want to stay here all day.
Yes, this is David Akers with the Taney County BOE. It's my understanding that it would be all right if we maybe took you guys up a little early and you have an agreement on a couple of these?
That's correct.
Okay. So, let's see.
Match the parcel to the computer screen.
Okay, on Taney, on BOE number 30, which is parcel 001, it's going from total assessed value of 868,250 down to 735,443. Does that sound correct?
I believe so, yes.
And then on BOE 31, which is the 006, parcel ending in 006, you've got, it's going from 1,285,130 down to 945,251. Does that sound correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right, as to those two pieces of property, on BOE 30, I would move to reduce the appraised value down to $735,443. Have a second?
I'll second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, value reduced. On BOE 31, parcel ending in 006, of a reduction in value down to 945,251, and I make that motion.
Second.
Have a second. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Appraised value. Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Appraised value is reduced to 945,251. Okay, and that leaves one which I don't think we have an agreement on, which is Sunset Holdings, BOE number 32. And what would you like to say about that one?
Okay, basically just a couple of things. One is that I think a 30% jump one time is too much of a jump at one time. And the other one is that this center is, they have it appraised at $69.34 per square foot. And I can cite, you know, several others that are more in the $49 to $50 square foot that are, one of them is arguably even a better center. One of them would be the center in front of Walmart Supercenter in Branson Hills that has Pearl Vision and several other tenants. They have that one appraised at $49.87 a square foot. They have mine at $69.34 a square foot. And I just think the value of mine, you know, per square foot is not more than theirs. But, you know, actually, theirs would be worth quite a bit more because their tenants are, you know, more national tenants, probably have twice the per square foot income. But, and then there's another one here, one of them, it's Quarry Plaza, 827 West Main. You know, where the old Quarry Garden used to be there. And they have that one at $50 a square foot. Actually, it's the about the same size, or pretty close to the same size as this other one, and they have it valued like it, you know, about half of what mine, Sunset Holdings. And then there's another one that's across from next to Century Mart and Lowe's there in Hollister, that has an 18
TV franchise there. They had that one, I believe, 49 in some sense, too.
Okay. And your proposed value is at what?
Well, I don't think that the value of mine is any more than the ones I cited, which are $49.50. So they have mine at $69. Proposed value is $50 a square foot, or, you know, like I say, I think a 30% increase in one at one time is too much.
Is this one that
I guess I'm asking for it to be reduced to $50 a square foot like these others, or whatever you decide.
Okay, you're asking for to go from 69 to 50 is what you're asking for?
Correct.
Okay. All right, I'm going to let the assessor respond and find out their view. Go ahead.
So as far as the square footages go, the updated square footage price includes the extra features. So when you see square footage that that we're initially talking about, it does not include the extra features. So once you include the extra features, it goes up in price per square foot. So the subject property with extra features at $76.89. And with this property, it's a Class C. The condition, straight line depreciation based on age, it's 80% of value. This property is unique in a couple ways. The height, the elaborate walkway or facade. So that's why this one is a little more per square foot. So I tried to put together some photos that show the back side and the front side. The one comparable that he mentioned was 180 Mall Road, and that does have an elaborate front, but as you can see on the back side, it doesn't have the height. It's a metal building. So that one's at $51.91, Class D. So as far as the increase in price, that's basically what it's about.
Well, I mean, roughly, you're talking a 1/3 more per square foot, correct?
Yeah, so if I were to take just the base price per square foot for the subject property, let me find that. Sunset. It's currently $69.34.
I believe that's what he said, and you got the other ones that are at 50.
Yes, so this one's at 69. On the sheet that I gave you, it shows 76 because it includes extra features. The 180 Mall Road, which is the elevation of the structure isn't as great. Let me go to that one. And this one is at $45 without